the 9 attributes that make up who God is. 3 persons make up the one and true living God. There's 9 attributes that make up the one essence. One's immutability. He can't change. Nor does anything have the power to change him. Wouldn't you know the one thing he had used to describe the immutability with was the impossibility of God to lie? You have to understand, he can't. It's not that he won't. He can't. See? Love, he doesn't have that attribute. He is. So he does what he is. You don't have to wonder. He does what he is. And he's love. The last key he put on this walk we call the walk of the Spirit, the walk of power. I've been waiting for another one for 5 years. And that last key was love. And I'm thinking, when I get to the end of this key, it's going to be, you know, I wonder what will be next. Nothing. He is love. He don't have love. He is. You're never going to get to the end of it. And no matter how far you go, there will be no end in sight. So when I begin to understand that a little bit, I'm thinking, now I know when that great big medieval door opened up that had a latch that 2 men had to lift. And when it cracked, the glory come out. First thing he said to me when that glory escaped, he says, preachers will quit falling from this place. And I thought, oh my God. They would. If they're going to be in this last pouring out he has, as you can see, the devil's trying to line all the nations up for a world alliance and all that kind of stuff. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But I think in the last days and the outpouring, the revival we're going to have is going to be with preachers who've quit falling because they've established themselves in the love of God. See? I said, why didn't I take a hint? He didn't want me to get off this road. Or there wasn't another one to take. This one's just going to take me right in to the rest of it. I'm finding it harder and harder to lose. I used to do it automatically. Just finding it so hard to lose. You know, it's just, I don't know what to do about it. Just, well, that sounds horrible. It's not. Well, these things, you know, that I know, even if he wanted to forsake me, he can't. He not only can't, he can't want to. He can't. When he knew his time had come, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane with the disciples. And he left some of them, took 3 with him, and separated himself a ways and threw himself down and begin to weep. This was his prayer, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Then he went on to say, nevertheless, not my will. Your will be done. Did you know that it was possible if he had asked, he'd have taken the cup? That's why he says, if it be possible. What he was saying, if there's any other way mankind can be saved, could you take that way? If there wasn't. He wept and cried. And disciples went to sleep, forsaken by man. And for a moment, even in prophecy, it said God turned his back on him. Forsaken by man. Forsaken by God. Later he cried, my God, my God. How could he know how it would be? Why? You've forsaken me. Had to. He was in your place. Had to. Don't tell me he can forsake you when he forsook you. He says, it's time, let's go. Judas betrayed him. When they came with the arrest, it was Peter that unsheathed his sword, the high priest's servant. He cut his ear off only because he ducked. He was going for something else. He says, sheath it. Peter, sheath it. My kingdom of this world, I would fight. It's more than 12 legions of angels on standby. They had to forsake him too. God, man, angels. Oh, they wanted to come. Just one word that had been there. He wouldn't even finished the sentence. They'd have been there. They wanted to. But they couldn't. You know why? You, no matter what the devil tells you, no matter what he makes your emotions feel like, how destructive it seems, don't listen to that liar. God can't forsake you because he forsook him. God. He can't. So pick yourself up, lift your hands and say, I have not been forsaken. You can't forsake me. You're here. I don't care what it feels like. You are here. I'm having trouble losing. I'll only be 70 in 3 years. You ought to try it. It's called living without pressure. Glory! Woo! tososhukia naskaya. Like sweeping trash, the devil will sweep your victory further and further from you. But I would have you know that you yield yourself over to me and do what I have said, then his day of your Heloba, Heloba, Heloba. The days of your dismay. Your dismay. Your dismay. Kedobeskilandoski. Sore kwaskedesi. Nantola makweski. Toeski. For when your eyes are opened and you see him for what he is and me for what I am, is there any competition? No. Remember, I have already won, and it is my victory that is yours. Oh! But that was interesting. I've never heard anything quite like that before. You mean our unbelief and all that looks like trash? Yes, sir. I got to see the man that I was ministering just like I am now. And all of a sudden I said, there's someone out here, and I didn't know how serious it was. In the past I thought that he accidentally killed somebody. That's what I was thinking when I started hearing the word. There's a man out here and he won't come, and it was for the filling of the Holy Spirit. Brazil. It wouldn't come. So getting more detailed. So finally the man come up. And he was one of them that enforced things. When somebody's being forced off the land and it was not a good situation, that he's the one that would do the work. But he wanted to get saved. Didn't know how, or could. Finally, on that word, after all that he had done, everybody thought that there can't be anybody here like that. He came up. He gets filled, saved. Last time I heard, he had turned his gun and stuff in. Local police station and that. Was making his stand. Well, God crossed all the bridges and went after him. Religion usually doesn't give God a mouth. Just a form. You go for the sake of the rich, you'd better get it over with too in time. Most churches, they're bought. But most of the time he can't talk because he don't have a mouth. Well, that's not true here. I have some good news for you. You keep praying in tongues and you'll destroy the strongholds of the past. He'll do miracles in the present that'll excel you to his plan for you in the future. And there's only one way you can get out of it is quit praying.
That's right.
Because if you do not quit praying and you pass by the door, He'll just bring you back to it again. He's not got two plans for you. You go by it, you're still praying, you come right back to it. For Him to quit bothering you, you'll have to quit praying. Because He's not going to quit bothering you unless you quit praying. Because while you don't know what you're praying, you're praying, "Bother me." He that searches the heart knows what is the mind. The plan of God makes intercession for you according to the will of God. Then we can know all things will begin to work together for the good of them who love God and called according to His purpose. Listen, I'm not doing this. In fact, I don't know I'm going to do it because I open my mouth and I think I'm going to say something and that comes out. I've yielded past not doing that in the past, so He does that to me. Then once the tongues come out, I'm under obligation to interpret it. For some of you say, "I see not much happening." That's because you can't see below the surface, saith the Lord. But there's much happening. I'm establishing the foundation. When religion and the foundations that are not on the rock are going to fall. But not what I'm doing here, saith the Lord. For I'm making the foundation sure, and I will finish my building. And I will have revival, saith the Lord. Kobeses, dondes koaleo, shoporobata, danduskisa. So be patient. I am establishing upon the rock. Though I'll not have a half finished building when I'm pouring out for the lost in these last days, saith the Lord. So don't criticize or judge what I've been doing. For I've been founding people who will not be moved. And in the last day, in the face of adversity, many will turn to me and say, "I'm ready to finish the course." And know this, He'll not hold anything. He'll pick you up where you're at and excel you as fast as He possibly can. So how about just skipping the delaying and jump in now? You know, there's a place in God where, let's just put it this way, what if you're trying to lose weight or something, you know? Well, nobody knows anything about that. Yours included. You know what happens when you don't stop? You become the person that's thin. Then nothing can stop it. See, that's what He continually, in the edification process. I know that was a different illustration, but He cares about what you care about. He wants you to live a long time and gripe at the devil and serve God.
Amen. Amen.
Actually, I know God well enough that I can call Him sneaky. You tell, what a... He loves you so much. And I covered this one before here, but wow, it's not up to me. He loves you so much that He just snuck something in on us so we could succeed. And I call that sneaky. And if you'll remember when we went through this before, and He's after something. The Godhead was sitting around a three-chair table. Father and the Word, the Son was at His right hand later. But the Word was there, and then the Holy Spirit on the left. They're talking about creation. You know, let's build a little Eden and put people on it. And they'll be our family, sons and daughters. So, you know, they can run forward in time and look. So they built the earth and everything. Oh, my land. Look at Daddy fell. Oh, now what are we going to do? And the Word says, it's okay. I'll go and pay the price so the judgment can be satisfied. I know we can't change. We can't change. So justice has to be served. Can't. So I'll do it. I'll do it. Any of them that wants us, they can come back. I'll do it. So he goes down. They get saved and stuff. And have a new nature inside, but they still run around. Just crazy, you know. The poor spirit inside of them taking a beating while the devil becomes their teacher and teaches them pure religion. Covers up everything else. And the Holy Spirit says, look at the mess. What are we going to do? He says, well, I know what I'll do. I'll just take up my abode and be your power. How's that? So he baptizes so much of them, takes up an abode, and they're running around, and they don't ask, you know. They don't have the prayer language yet, you know, per se, for teaching's sake. He's just standing in there. And they're running around failing and stuff, and he's going, they won't let me help. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And finally, God says, did you notice how they won't pray or nothing, are they? Maybe if we do, they're praying for them. Yeah. Oh, James, see the ball. We can make it so simple. We'll do their praying for them. Oh, why didn't we think of this before? I'll have the prayer, Holy Spirit. You create the prayer I have for their life. I know them. I search out. I know them. I know the inside. I know their call. I know all their problems. I know the perfect prayer. So, Holy Spirit, I'll create my mind and you. And you create those words in their spirit. That whole prayer for their whole life. You create it in their spirit. And this will be their job. All you have to do is just open it. Come on, you can do it. Open it. Say it. Soraka. Oh, yeah. What am I saying? You're edifying yourself. You're building yourself up and working God's plan in your life. Well, what if I'm not praying and you're not working it? It's working what you prayed already. Even if I'm praying, I'm working God's plan for my life. Yes, that's it. All you have to do is just stand. Well, how much faith do I need? Just enough faith to say it. Say it! They looked, oh, some of them are going to be taken out anyway. I don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. How can you lose when one member of the Godhead, your Father, He has the plan. And another member is resident in you praying the plan. So he formulates the prayer. Not so God gives you the prayer. He formulates it. Then he answers it. What do I do? Just have enough faith to open your mouth and pray. Now, how many's noticed that as you make your mind up, and that not trivial things come your way to get you out? Have you noticed that? Do you know how afraid the devil is? He's horrified over you learning how to pray as a family member instead of religion. He's horrified that one day you'll stand there knowing he's your father with a petition. So let's think about this. One member creating it, and the other member of the Godhead is answering it. Now, do you want a plus? Where the people ministered to God in outer court, the inner court was for the priests, but the holiest of holies, only the high priest once a year with the blood of others could go in. And if the devil ever tried to penetrate that, God would take his head off at the shoulders. It'd be over. He's not allowed in there. Even the priest, if the offering wasn't accepted, the bells would quit ringing and they'd hook him and drag him out. Something was wrong. So spirit, soul, and body, basically a shadow. Outer court, flesh. Inner court, soul. The holiest of holies, your born again spirit, is out of satanic jurisdiction. And when he's creating that language down on the inside of you, somebody says, well, the devil knows what you're saying. It's a language from heaven. Wouldn't that be awful? You don't and he does. He has no idea what's going on in there. I can tell you what's going on. You're in a direct communication with your Father one-on-one. And it's completely out of his jurisdiction. He showed me this one time. I was driving to pray for somebody. I think, yeah, I was driving in those days. I was hurrying because they were dying. And I was hurrying, and every time I'd say in confession, I think it was a she, she'll live and not die. All of a sudden, my imagination motions just shattered and went, she will die. I went, nobody gonna be getting away. She'll live and not die. She'll die. Oh, finally, discerning his spirits, he opened my eyes. Now, what I saw was horrible. I couldn't even imagine it. But there was one devil sitting here. They wasn't real big. There's one sitting here. They wasn't, cherubims or nothing. They were their little dirty job doers. Possessors. He's sitting here. And every time I'd make a confession, he'd scream through here. She'll die to the other one. And I went, kind of. When I saw that and came back out of it, he said, go on, pray in tongues now. Go on. And I did. Started here too, no, my Christ, you Dore anto brahok dama tegela tu sumora karamaskin. Ora to bracho koda. Hosho brigit. Pow! Toro so, yadamaka. Pretty soon they just sat there kind of still, but like paralyzed almost still. One of them looks around the back of my head, didn't have the courtesy, look around the front. Hit him with a fly swatter. He looked around the back of my head and he looked at the other one. Says, what do you reckon he's saying? The other one says, I don't know. But this is what he said after that. Is it burning you? Like it's burning me? I want to go. They said, let's get out of here. You feel an aggressive attack like that, you might talk to it. You tell it. This language has been created in the holiest of holy is out of your jurisdiction. You have no business here and no business with what I'm saying. So you get out. God's plan is going to go forward.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, there was two people that your adversity was different enough that you had to hear this almost. You had to hear the part about the immutability of God. He can't change. Nor can it be changed. He can't forsake you. If you're going to try that, you have to forsake you. He can, but I know. My feet don't count. See, he can't. Your problem wasn't exactly that same kind. You wouldn't have thought that you'd have qualified quite. But you are tormented. You've really been done in by somebody. Bad, and you've never got over it. Recently, he's been working like that in me. The love of God has increased. I can't stand it. I'm just so hoping I get to take you some step by steps. There was a person... Somebody stole money from her. She's elderly. And she was what you usually do with your mouth, you know. They took it and they never paid her back. Pretty good amount. She said, what do I do? Well, I shocked myself. I said, do you know that the most powerful thing on this earth on that person's behalf is your mouth? For him, this man, there's nothing more powerful. Because the devil expects you to destroy him with it, but you're not going to do it. Are you? She goes... I says, besides, we'll find out more about this. Luke 6:38 is not about taking an offering.
That's right.
All that heaping down, shaking together, running over was because somebody belittled you. The best clomat. Somebody belligerently stood and an enemy and hated you, despitefully used you, That's Luke 6:27. By the time we get to 38, it changes. Slaps you on the cheek, takes your goods. I mean, downright doing you in. Now, at the end of Luke 6 is the man that built his house on the rock. Nobody could make it fall. The rock was doing his sayings. You go back to 27. I say unto you, love your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully use you. He slaps you on the cheek. Turn the other in forgiveness. Takes away your goods. Ask him not again. You have to remember a sinner has a death nature, a sin nature. That's what he is. He's sin. Sin does what it is. That's all he's doing. That's why we have law. Make them stop. The law makes them stop, but it doesn't change them. Sin sins. Oh, that's Einstein deep. So what are you doing? You're holding the door open. You're holding his blood up no matter what he does to you. He's not going to take it down. Here's God's promise. Whatever he costs you, he's going to heap it down, shake it together, running over, and men will come and give it back to you. So why do you care who pays you back? If God can't reach through the door and snatch that man, he'll have to get somebody else because he loves him as much as he loved you when you were lost and he died for you. If he can't use you to snatch him, then he'll go get somebody else. Here, George Yelka. That last statement was good. He can't get somebody else. He can't. Oh, that tongue was to remind me of the people. He would have just did it again if I'd have passed over it again. So, maybe you were hurt in that area or something. I've never seen finances like they've been lately. The places they come from. Not having them, that is not the problem. The problem is becoming the person who receives them. And that's in your hands. So come up here. Come up here. And if he wasn't worth going after, he wouldn't have took a fourth of the revival to do it, you know.